Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. 520-9710. 888-520-9710. The Frosty, Heidi, and Frank Show.
It was a quick.
Well, like the voice of God told the earth to remain calm.
We had to wait for the aftershock, the temblers.
Did you ever notice in all the bad disaster movies where there's a massive earthquake, hurricane, typhoon, whatever, tsunami? And there's always the one guy standing up, everyone with his arms like raised, like Charlton Heston and Tim. Everyone, remain calm. And no one's listening and no one's remaining calm.
No, they're worthless words, those three.
Yeah, the big California earthquake drill is happening, I guess, right now, starting at 10 a.m. I'm sure you're all under your desk right now or in the trunk of your car. But if you're in your car, what do you do?
I don't know. What do you do?
Hopefully you're not on an overpass.
You pull over and lay in a ditch. No.
That's a tornado. You stop, drop, and roll.
That's a fire.
You make sure you're not under a two-lane highway, or as Frank said, an overpass.
Sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I came in this morning. I watched this on the news last night about this earthquake drill, and they were saying it's going to be a mock of the big one and what we're going to do. And I guess 5 million people have promised to participate. Like I said, so 5 million people who promised they would jump under their desk or something large or hold on to heavy furniture.
Okay.
That's what everyone's doing right now. And Frosty and Heidi, what? What's going on?
I've never heard of it.
I watched the news last night. I guess depending on what station you watched and at what time. I must have missed the story. I didn't see anything on the news this morning.
Either.
I didn't see anything online.
Nope.
So not everyone knows. I didn't know about this till today. Forgive my ignorance, but I didn't. I managed to not hear about it.
It seems kind of goofy because it's a big drill. But, like I said, 5 million people. That's a mock quake disaster drill. Excuse me. Is supposed to be billed as the largest in U.S. history as far as drills go, coordinated drills with people.
Mm-hmm.
The exercise is based on a hypothetical magnitude 7.8 temblor that ruptures the southern San Andreas Fault, an event scientists call the Big One. Did they trademark that? Because
I'm waiting on the big one.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Most people are. they're still waiting. Such a quake would cause 1,800 deaths, they're predicting,
giant.
And $200 billion in damage. Because of the economy the way it is right now, if the big one hit right now.
I think it's time to pack it up and just go back to the Midwest. Say F it.
Well, let's say, Heidi, you have your quake insurance policy in force. Still, you need like a 15 or 20% deductible.
I don't have that kind of money laying around.
I know.
If everything's rubble, what's the point of building your place back up?
No, I'm done.
20% down.
I'm taking whatever money they give me, and I'm just leaving.
Yeah, exactly. Because if the state is crap, if all the freeways are collapsed, and the buildings are collapsed, and the economy's gone to hell, and everything's in rubble, I don't want to rebuild and live here because there's no work, there's no money, it's too inconvenient. So I still owe a mortgage on that house. Will the government bail me out?
Because
I'm going to take my quake policy, take the money, and move where there's no quakes.
Right.
If the big one destroys Southern California, it won't be a nice place to live in anymore.
Well, they're saying... the USGS calculated that the state faces a 46% chance of being hit by a magnitude 7.5 or larger in the next 30 years.
No.
There's a window.
Really? That's like almost a coin, do three coin flips.
Couldn't you
and one
say that about anything,
wrong?
Though? Couldn't you say, hey, within the next 30 years, you know.
And by the time, it rolls around, like all 30, I'll be dead by then.
Yeah, 30 years will probably
and
be dead.
No one can say I was wrong to my face.
Yeah. If you're watching the weather, what is it, 45%?
46% chance of a quake in the next 30 years. That's big.
If you're watching the weather, it doesn't rain much here, but in most parts of the country where it does rain, if the weather guy says 45% chance of rain, well, the odds are pretty good you're going to get wet sometime today.
Take an umbrella.
It's not like, it's not going to happen.
Umbrellas are for pussies.
Yeah. I agree. I hate them. I don't even own one. What am I worried about messing up? What, this hair? Is that what I'm worried about?
You don't want your makeup to run?
Don't want my makeup to run? No, I don't need an umbrella.
Really?
No.
You own an umbrella, Frosty?
I've got 3 or 4. I didn't buy them. Well, I've lived in rainy places.
He needs to hold all of them to cover his entire body. 2 in each hand.
I look like a patio.
Yeah. Pictures of a heat lamp in there, too.
It's his own personal pergola.
Yeah.
awning.
You know, what I'm really kind of wondering about is if the big one hits, if the big one hits, God forbid, is there a place, Frank, that they know is going to suffer more damage than the rest? Like, if you live in the Hollywood Hills, are you fine, as opposed to down in Long Beach or in Burbank in the flat area? Do they know which part is going to get the brunt of it, or is it just impossible to know?
When I was watching the news last night, they were saying that the Northridge quake was along a 10-mile fault line.
Okay.
So you saw the damage of that. And the San Andreas fault line would be 200 miles.
Ooh.
And just the graphic of mountains doing this giant wave, the waves going through. They're saying that, I guess, Watts would end up being hurt the most. So who cares?
Oh.
That's the spirit.
But they were saying, I guess, they predicted 1,800 deaths. But it could be many, many more.
How would they
I don't
know?
Understand
how
they even guess that. There was an 8.5 in Japan, I forget when, but it killed 140,000 people.
So they're packed in like sardines in Japan.
But I guess they have a drill every year because of that one quake, and they've been planning this earthquake drill for a long time, and interest was low, obviously. Who cares?
Well, you know
what? We had that little one.
Mm-hmm.
And people are like, oh, I guess we better do something.
See, the little ones always make me feel better because I feel like it's relieving a little bit of pressure. It's like if you really, you know, you let a little pressure out, it's not going to be so bad. But if you have to keep it all in for some reason, when you finally do go, it's going to be bad.
It's kind of like when you're in your car when you don't know whether it's a fart or a poop. That ends up being a fart, but you can make it home.
Exactly. That's what a little earthquake is to me. But if you held it in, and then...
But by the time you get home, it's the big one.
Yeah, right in the driveway.
You better be prepared for it. Because I've been on the toilet,
desk.
Now I got to hobble.
Sometimes the little quake is a precursor to the big one that's right behind it.
Really?
Sometimes.
There's pre-quakes?
There's
after-quakes.
Sometimes you get one, and then you get a bigger one later, don't you? Sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. We're in a building that's, what, 30 stories tall?
I don't know how many
It's about, give or take. About 30 floors are right above us, and CBS Radio is, I believe, on the second floor. Yeah, we're
second,
at the bottom
third.
Of it. So, yeah. And the entire skyscraper is above us, above our heads. There's only one exit, essentially, for this whole floor, and it's the other side of this skyscraper building, and it just leads into a parking structure.
Yeah, we have to run to the center of the building to get out.
Right. And then...
Sucks.
Once you exit this building, you're in a concrete parking structure of several floors. So it's really impossible to get from here to the street within 5 minutes. It takes, with everything working fine and no one clogging the exits.
You need to have a slide like my old elementary school. It was like attached to the side of the buildings. It was 3 stories tall.
Like out of a plane, like how they do out of airplanes?
No, it was a circular slide, but it was enclosed, like a large silo hooked to the school, and inside it was a slide.
Cool.
That's cool.
And once a year, the fifth graders got to go down it.
Ooh.
Even fire or not.
Yeah.
Well, laugh if you want, but that's what we need here.
And that was in the fifth graders' classroom, and the third floor was fifth graders.
Yeah. How cool.
And so, yeah, we all got to slide down it. And it was like a Space Mountain in Indiana because it was all dark because you're like in a silo doing a circular slide.
Sounds fun, actually.
Kick ass.
Heck yeah. I'd like to do that now.
I noticed on the drive this morning, it's funny, I didn't know about this thing going on, but I just happened to notice this morning I was at a stoplight. I don't know why. I love architecture. I just love buildings, old buildings.
Are you being an architect now? Going to quit radio?
No. Well, hey, good money in facades.
He does.
Went up for 30 years.
Yeah, we know. He does doodle quite a bit over there.
Yeah, Heidi's busting me. I'm always drawing buildings here. Do you notice that?
Yeah, he's
always. I'm like drawing
I mean, nothing is
blueprints.
To scale.
Yeah.
Nothing's even. Nothing's plumb.
Yeah, blueprints, sketching.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I was at a stoplight this morning, and I happened to be stuck in Hollywood in one part where there's a very old building next to me. I don't know which street it was now, but most of the buildings in that part are new. And I thought, that's an old building. I'm surprised it's still here and I'm admiring it. I noticed it had one of those outside fire escape ladder things.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd have to, you know, open your window and crawl down the ladder on the outside of the building. Believe it or not, wouldn't that save more people today in quakes? Because, as I said, in our case, we can't get outside.
You want to be hanging on a ladder outside the building?
Frank, there's a window.
While the building is swaying?
There's a window. We can see the outside. There's a window 10 feet away across the hall. But we can't get out that window.
Mm.
We have to go, as you said, through the building, blah, 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 wait outside the door.
So you're saying have a fire escape. Like old school buildings.
New buildings should have, like, the window you push out in an airplane with an emergency
slide. We don't
slide.
Need that. You'll be like that cartoon character. When it starts going crazy, you'll just run through the wall and be a giant hole in the shape of you, and we'll just all walk out.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, anyway.
Yeah, I guess you guys didn't even know about this drill today, which is amazing. but it cost $2 million to organize and publicize this drill.
Wait a minute.
You guys didn't hear
Let's just look at the Times today.
Who's paying for that?
Look at the Times. You see it on the front page?
No,
I don't. You see it on page 2. You see it on page 3.
No.
You see it on page 4.
Not so far.
No. Tell you what, let's go to the California section. You see it on the front page. I don't see it. Do you see it?
What was it, the phone
you
call
see it on
thing?
Page
during,
2.
During the election.
You see it on 3. 4. I don't see it.
During elections, they'd call you, and as you're voting for it, they'd call people and say, hey, on the 13th of November, we're going to have a mock earthquake drill. Do you promise to jump under your bed? Okay, click. It's dinner.
Wow.
Yeah, you just said okay, because 5 million people promised to do this. Hey, we have some calls of people who actually are doing something today.
Oh, come in.
There they are coming in, that emergency
come
door.
Come on in. I tell you what, the emergency door.
That's our hatch.
Our
hatch.
Lost reference, right? Katie, hello.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Great.
Hey, my son is in a health academy, which is like a high school inside of a high school, and they're going over to Huntington Hospital today. They have makeup artists coming, and they're going to get them made all up like they're injured, and then the hospital has to treat them for the injuries that they have.
What good does that really do?
Well,
tell me.
I guess it prepares the hospital.
Yeah, they get ready for the, I mean, they're doing search and rescue mock things right now. It's like she said, setting up triage centers, and there's extras who are acting like victims.
Yeah.
But don't they know how to do that stuff anyway? It's not like they're going to discover anything today they didn't
Frosty,
know.
It looks good on paper, but if you actually had to run into a building, we had to time you, and you got to grab somebody and run back out, and then put bandages on them or carry them, it would take a lot more effort to go, well, that's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
Don't misunderstand me. I'm not saying today's exercise doesn't have value. Of course it does. But I think in most cases, like what she described, if the real big one really hits, it's going to be pandemonium. And I don't care what you rehearse, practiced, or what it says, stuck on the bulletin board with a thumbtack, you're going to run for
but
every
it's
man
still,
for himself.
Frost, I know,
really think
still,
so.
But it's practice still.
Even rescue
is,
workers are going to be heading for the hills.
It's going to be. It's not going to be organized,
no.
Frank. It's
no,
going to
no.
be. Look at 9/11. It's going to be pandemonium.
It will be pandemonium.
Five
but
of them
at least
were running in, though. They weren't running away.
Yeah. You've at least practiced a little bit. It's like Kobe Bryant, like your early comment. Don't they already know? Well, Kobe Bryant knows how to play basketball, but he still practices every day.
Right.
You know what I mean? Well, but he still knows how to play basketball. So, yeah, you still know how to rescue people, but you've got to be prepared for, you're not just rescuing three people from a house. You've
Fuzzy
got,
thinks everyone will be screaming in terror.
Well, are they really going to bury people in rubble today? No. They're going to have people laying out in the parking lot with fake blood.
They're
going
to have people hiding,
ouch.
And you have to go find them.
Mm-hmm, with your dog.
Ooh.
They're hiding in the woods somewhere.
But
no,
you have to pretend
stupid.
It's
one,
real.
One, you didn't even know this thing was going on, so shut up.
But I've seen...
Two, shut up. And three, one, two.
As long as you don't tell me to shut up.
See above.
That would be offensive. I lived
in... You have
in,
some nerve.
I lived in... Oh, where the hell was it? Oh, it was Indiana years ago. And they had a fake tornado drill. And I thought it was a joke. Because you just had people out there. You know, there was no tornado. There was no sense of urgency. It's just people laying there with fake blood. And here comes the guy with a stretcher. Now we put the guy in the stretcher. We put in the ambulance to drive off. And they go, well, you knew how to do that
you
anyway.
You know what? This coming from the guy who goes to murder mystery parties and gets to be an actor.
but the murder really didn't happen. What's the big deal? I know why you guys are doing this. I'm the murderer and I'm on a train. Yeah, saying, what?
Don't
knock it till you've been to one of my murder
I can wear a funny
parties.
Hat and eat prime rib.
And use a funny accent.
Yeah. Talk about stupid.
Anyway. It's all good, but I'm just not sure what good it does, if that makes sense.
Lordy.
It coordinates different divisions, like the police officers with the firemen, with the hospitals, so you can get everything going at the same time, as opposed to, here it's happening now, and nobody knows what to do. We never practiced this.
Fine.
Who's in charge? Who's going to do what? I mean, I did a ride-along with the LAPD a long time ago. There was they were setting up for the USC-UCLA game like the following weekend.
Yeah.
So we had to go walk around the campus, and they had to set up where their headquarters is going to be just in case things got out of hand. And it was basically all for nothing. Mm-hmm. And it felt like a bunch of older guys playing. And
right.
We were all playing, cops and robbers.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just, this is going to be our fort. And we're going to go patch the flag on the other side of the fraternity row.
This is going to be command center. Right
command
here.
Center. I mean, it was a little over the top for me because, everything was fake. Nothing actually happened
But that
yet.
Following weekend, they really had to do it. You weren't there.
Yeah, they were there and they were set up and they were ready to go. But it did seem goofy at the time. But if they didn't do that, well, then they wouldn't be ready. And then you'd bitch because they weren't there to save your ass.
Okay, I was just supposing, silly me, that the people who are going to save our asses... The trained paramedics, the policemen, the firemen, the people in the hospitals. I figured they already knew how to do that stuff. I figured they already knew how to go get bleeding bodies, because they do that every day anyway, off of the ground and put them on stretchers and put them in ambulances.
Not to this magnitude. This would be a gigantic earthquake where gas lines, water lines, they're saying freeways would be basically offset by a whole lane.
My God.
Like a crack in the middle?
Yeah, like 12 feet of offset. It'd just be, okay.
So people driving either, yeah, you're screwed.
So you can't fake that today is my point. I mean, that's going to be infinitely so much worse when it really happens, God forbid.
You're going to pretend. All right, five's closed down. We can't go. There's people everywhere, dying bodies. I don't know.
Yeah.
You're just jealous that you weren't invited.
I know. It does sound kind of fun.
You want to go be a dead body?
Yeah, can I?
Can you be a method
actor? Fake it.
I'm not sure I know how to take that.
We want you dead.
Between that and the three shut-ups, I'm starting to wonder about...
Why do you got to be so negative about it?
Sounds
like a good time.
I'm not negative. I'm just saying it's not going to do a damn bit of good.
Can you just hop under the desk?
Just stay there until we tell you it's safe.
Hello, Tony. I'm with Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Hey, guys. How are you doing today?
What's up?
My wife works out at Providence Holy Cross, and you know, they're the hospital, like when Metrolink trains had the accident. They got 17 people. They handled everybody. They saved people every day. But she explained that today they have 300 kids from Alameda High School next door. They're going to be all made up. But with 300 people, they're going to triage them. They're going to let her medical records people go over there and do whatever they can.
Decide
to
who's hurt worse and all that kind of thing.
Exactly. So they're going to never have a volume of 300 people walking the door at once, but this will be an experience where they all can say, wow, this is what we're going to do. They have Black Hawk helicopters going to drop off.
I hope you said Black Hawk helicopters.
Cut out just the wrong time.
Otherwise, geez, I would love to perform in your little
place. I swear to God, if I was the enemy and I had a bunch of Black Hawk helicopters flying toward me, I'm out. Bullet in the head. I'm shooting myself.
So they're going to have more victims than ever before, and that's good. They can deal with the more victims than they ever have. But here's the thing: in the day the big one hits, all the workers that are assembled today and waiting in position at the hospitals and the paramedic units, the fire station, they're not all going to be able to get to work the day of the big one, because half of those people are going to be dead themselves. Half of them are going to be stuck because they freeway split in half. Half of them are going to be scared to go to work, like me.
Sometimes so you're not going to have everybody who works at the hospital there at the same time.
Right, but that's not going to happen on the day of the big one, see, is my point. You're going to be so outgunned and that you're going to have 20 people on staff as opposed to 200 that you have today when everything's all fine and hunky-dory and you can get to work. So when the big one hits and you have those 3,000 victims bleeding in the parking lot, you're only going to have 20 people who are able to get to work and help him.
I hope you go first, really.
No, it's good they're doing this.
If I'm in the bed next to you and they're not getting around to us because we're both bleeding, I'm killing you.
Now you're killing me.
I'm just going to put a pillow over your face. It's the perfect time to kill somebody you can't stand.
Mm-hmm.
And Mr. Negative Nelly over there in the triage center, I'm killing you, and I'm just going to put a boulder on top of your face. Boom!
I have no idea what
Negative
happened.
A chunk that fell off a building, grab a cinder block, crush your head in, blame the earthquake.
It's like the team.
I like it.
It's like, name a basketball team that didn't have a dog's chance of getting to the NCAA.
Clippers.
The Stillwells.
Oh. The Stillwells. You know, they still show up, they still practice, but when you show up and you got to play Duke or Kentucky or some basketball powerhouse, okay, you went to practices, you showed up for the game. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying the practices aren't worthwhile, of course they are. But when the big game occurs, do you really have a dog's chance of being successful? Not really.
I've seen 16 seeds win at the dance.
Gonzaga.
Yeah, maybe Gonzaga, 16, but they're a power.
16 is the one. 15 seed.
It's because of all that practice, Frosty. Practice.
It's a good thing. I'm not saying it's not good. You're misunderstanding my words. I'm just saying it's a waste of time. But it's good. It's a good waste of time.
Like this show.
Like your microphone.
Again, it's things like that. All right, back for your comments, 888-520-9710. The big one has hit. Hypothetically. What's the name of this official day? The big one day? The quake day?
The shake up.
Okay, the shake up. All right. What do you think about this? Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
This is 97.1 FM Talk.
We are Frosty, Heidi, and Frank on the big shake-up day.
Oh, act like you know what you're talking about.
Well, I'm learning.
You and Heidi both admitted that you had no idea that today was the big mock earthquake drill that Southern California's all of us are participating in, except you two.
I was under the covers and in the dark all night.
Now, Brad, he's emailed the show. If you'd like to do that, the address is letsbefrank971@msn.com. He said about the earthquake drill, hate to tell you this, guys, but they've been advertising this drill on your station. Mm. So I knew about it, and I'm listening online in Minnesota.
Oh. Well, during commercials, we're working. We're running the bathroom. We're getting stuff ready for the next podcast.
Show prep, yes.
Yes, we don't hear the commercials.
Unfortunately for Brad in Minnesota, he jumped under a bridge.
Oh, I'm sorry, Brad.
Oh, jeez.
Sorry, Brad.
Oh, my.
It was right there. I had to take it.
That is true. He did.
All right, your call is 888-520-9710. I need to correct a slight wrong. I said it wasn't in the paper. It's not in the first news section. It's not above the fold where it should be. It's in the B section, page 3.
Called the California section?
Yeah, but it's, it's page 3, and it's like a third of the page. It shares a story twice as big. A pollution story is twice as big.
And the pollution
bottom
story
tomorrow,
DA.
Too. Oh. Anyway, so yeah, it's in B3 and two columns on the left about the drill. Should have been one bigger.
Well, it's not just today, I guess. Today we're acting like the big one has hit, and we're all pretending to hold on to furniture, jump under our desk. Mm-hmm. But tomorrow, I guess they're planning in downtown Los Angeles, they're featuring earthquake preparedness information called the Get Ready Rally.
Exciting.
Presentations by state and city government leaders, which that should be fun.
Oh, yeah.
And vendors will be there selling
food,
helmets, I'm assuming helmets, and bottled water, and live entertainment.
Oh.
Shake it up from the cars. Ooh, shake it up.
Metro station.
I don't know. No, the cars aren't playing. I'm just.
Okay.
I was just guessing.
Yeah.
The only Shake It Up song I could guess of right at the moment.
Well, it's probably a good day to get your earthquake kit ready. I've had mine ready, my nightstand, for years. You know, chocolate bars and stuff like that. Water.
There it is.
Are you already
lights.
Prepared?
Yeah. I'm ready.
But you didn't know about the preparedness day.
Oh.
Huh.
It must have escaped me. But we have your calls, 888-520-9710. Hello, Steve in Anaheim.
Hey there, how you doing today?
What's up, Steve?
Hey, Frank Army.
What up, man?
Hey, buddy. First of all, Frost, you have absolutely no idea what you're talking about. It's not, we're going to pick this guy up and put him in. They're going to have mass casualties, which you cannot train for mass casualties. You cannot, you have to simulate mass casualties. It's like the Army training. The Army goes out and trains, but they're not shooting real people up until the point they go out.
Would you please take us off a speakerphone?
He's under rubble, man.
Oh, okay.
Yes, he's acting.
Here we go. Here we go.
We're going to try and locate you, Steve. Just stay calm. We're going to be there, Steve. We won't let you die, Steve.
Here we go. Page B3.
Did you hang up, Steve?
Yeah, he's hard to hear.
Oh, we lost it.
We lost it.
Oh, my God.
We need to save one more.
I'm so sorry, Steve. I know. I promise we.
We're only saving victims of the rebel with good phone quality.
Well, that seems somehow discriminatory.
At Caltech in Pasadena, search and rescue teams will crawl through a maze of cardboard boxes to simulate the experience of extracting survivors in earthquake rubble. It's cardboard. See, it's good you're doing this, but in a real, real quake, they're not going to be neat and tidy, lined up cardboard boxes where you can crawl right through. It's going to be rubble with sharp things.
Well, have you ever seen like robbing bank movies where they go through the plan over and over and over again?
Or like Ocean's 11, 12, and 13.
Well, there you go. It's kind of like robbing a bank, robbing a casino.
Right.
Where you got to go through the plan. And that's where you find out where things didn't work out. You got to fix that. Mm-hmm. No, it didn't work here. Didn't work here until it's perfect. Then when it happens, it's just second nature and you don't have to think. So when everybody else is freaking out and the world seems like it's ending, you've been through this training so much that you're calm and cool and collected because you know what you're supposed to be doing. It's just second nature for you now.
I hope you're right.
Well, that's what I think we're doing it for.
I hope so. But I'm just going on record now as saying when the big one hits, I don't care how much training most of us have had, we're going to freak out. If you're not squished or buried, you're going to be
crap in your
pants.
What are you going to do, run around like an orangutan with your arms over your head?
Like old disaster movies where all mass pandemonium breaks out and people just go crazy?
But that's
most people.
See, Frosty,
that's
my God.
Wants devastation to happen, whether it be in the form of a terrorist attack, the big one, because he wants to run around and scream like a little girl and
have
an excuse
to eat. Yeah.
After 9/11, who amongst the three of us actually went out and bought the big sheets of plastic and duct tape?
Yeah, who wasted their money?
But I didn't have to have a drill and practice taping my room off.
You probably should, because if something happens, you see a cloud coming up over your hill, you think you're ripping the tape, putting the plastic, but it's falling down, the tape's not sticking,
God. What if the tape that you bought is not the good stick kind for the plastic that you got on your stucco ceiling, or your popcorn ceiling?
Yeah.
I did get the bargain tape.
So now you're screwed, because you didn't go through gas cloud.
All right, fine. But my point is, if Heidi is so eloquently described, the poisonous gas cloud coming up the hill to get
over your hill.
Guess what? I can have tape 5 feet away from me and scissors to cut it with, but I'm going to be cowering under the sheets in my own feces.
If you trained yourself to do it.
Yes.
Like that.
Right.
I guess.
Otherwise, if you know you're going to be cowering, then why buy it at all? Why not just let the cloud cover you and die?
I know.
by the time you hear about the cloud coming, you're like I said, you're just going to be lying there crying in a pile of poop. You're worthless anyway, so why buy the plastic?
Brent, you're with Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Good morning, Trips.
Hey, Brent.
Hey, Frank Army, by the way.
Thank you, Brent.
Hey, I'm wondering if you guys would take a shot for me because today's my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
We're supposed to stay sober today. It's a big shake-up. You know, earthquake preparers. We can't.
This is what we do. We shake up our beers, and we have to drink them.
Okay. Okay,
well, I don't care about this damn thing.
What?
I hate to admit this, but I'm actually going to agree with Frosty on this one. This whole, town is going to freak out if this big one actually happens. So, I'm going to go kill myself now because I actually agreed with them.
Oh,
well, okay. Thank you, I guess.
Right.
I'm kidding, Frosty.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Brent.
Yeah, cheers. Look, the emergency workers are already trained. They know what to do. They're better people than I'll ever be. And, of course, they'll probably keep their cool. But they're going to be outnumbered by the, what'd you call me, a nervous ninny nelly screaming ninja, whatever?
I think that's everything but the ninja.
Okay.
Right.
All us freaked out people running around screaming their hands up, we're going to be in the way.
You know, it's when a plane's going down and it's pretty certain that it's going to crash, you never hear the pilot off out in the black box seem like, oh my God, he's always like, well, all right.
Do they do crash simulations?
I'm sure they do. But they always stay calm. I mean, they can't be screaming on a microphone. They're like, all right, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, you never hear them going crazy like a Nelly.
Have you been on a plane that's crashing where the guy sounded cool when he's talking back to everybody else?
Many. No.
But you've heard the tapes play back. I've heard the tapes play back.
But I think the guy still thinks he can pull it off.
I've been in a helicopter where we're
still in the air. He hasn't crashed yet. Of course, he's like, all right, we're trying to pull up the nose now. Or looks like we're... all gonna die, but I'm gonna keep trying. So I'll pull back a little more.
Thank you for flying.
The stick just broke off in my hand. It's not doing me any good now. I think I'm just gonna have gay sex with my copa.
After many, many bottles of mini Jack Daniels. Thank you for flying.
No time for Jack Daniels. No time for lube. Who cares?
Is this where they tell you they know you have a choice of airlines and they appreciate your business?
Yeah, thank you for flying Southwest Airlines.
It's just a little faster than usual. Jennifer in Long Beach.
Hello. Frank, Heidi, I have some news that might save your life. Frosty earmuffs. I was listening to a guy.
I'm going to give you a prize for that.
15 years.
I'm going to give you a prize for that, but go ahead with your point.
I was listening to a guy on the radio who studies earthquakes, and he was saying that you shouldn't get under your desk or under your bed because it might collapse. That you should get next to it, because if an item falls, it's going to hit the item that you're next to.
Okay.
Now, what Jennifer just said, I'm sure she heard some experts say that, but if you pick up the Times today and you find Section B, the region, and you look at these about the middle of paragraph one, it says, what to do during an earthquake, drop cover, quickly get under a table or desk. It says that you got conflicting advice.
Well, if you're in your bedroom, don't get under your bed. Get in between your nightstand and bed, and that way if things come crashing down or,
get under a table or desk. And it says move with the quake. Don't fight it. Go with the flow.
Well, how the hell do I know which way it's going?
It's like you're surfing.
Yeah.
Why not run outside if you can?
Well, he said most people get crushed in earthquakes.
Maybe
that's how they die.
Falling. Mm. Or a building.
A crushing death. Oh, God. Yeah. It just crushes you part way.
Although I think I'd rather be crushed and killed than buried and, like, living for 3 or 4 days going, oh, God, I hope they find me. I'm so thirsty.
Where's that crushed where it crushes your lower half? And if, once they move that boulder, you're going to bleed out and die. But that's the only thing keeping you alive is the boulder on your body.
So you just go the rest of your life with a boulder on your body?
Then you got to call your family and they come visit you while you're there before they move it. All right, Jennifer, I'm going to give you a prize.
Thanks, Frank.
A KY brand intrigue personal lubricant, his and hers pack. Enhance your love play with the full line of KY brand personal lubricants. And this might cover yourself with that during today's drill, so you can squeeze through the rubble.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, that's very good. Put that in the earthquake kit.
It'll be an invigorating escape.
Gus and Silmar, you're with Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, Gus?
We all need to relax. I mean, all the predictions and everything all depends on one thing. Will Frosty fall off his bed at night?
I can start it. I could be the catalyst. One misstep, there's...
You're the straw that broke the false back.
Chuck, in Cabazon.
Hey, Frosty. How are you, Frank? How you doing?
Hey, Chuck.
I served at Riverside County Volunteer Fire Department for a long time. And training is everything, Frank. You're so right. Training is everything. And Frosty, we don't train for Burger World for you.
Now, Chuck, I have a question for you. I live in a two-story house, so where should I go if I'm home and upstairs. Do I run downstairs or do I just freeze there? Yeah. I don't know what to do.
Lauren, if you're upstairs, go under the door frame.
Okay.
I heard you're not supposed to do that either.
See?
Like the door frame is an old myth that you shouldn't go into the door frame.
These people that are training today, knowledge is everything. So it's the best thing you can do. A little bit of knowledge to how to survive is surviving.
All right, but it depends on who you talk to is what they tell you to do. For example, let's say you cannot get outside. You're going to be in your house to ride it out. Would you choose an interior or exterior wall to squish against if there's no desk to get under, even though some say you're not supposed to get under a desk?
Exterior.
Interior. I'd go interior.
Paper says interior. I would suppose exterior as well.
No,
you're
closer
to the outside. These shells of houses still standing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the inside's all rubs.
If the building collapses and you're in the middle of it, you're squished.
I think you just want to be away from glass and stuff. So an exterior wall, chances are that wall's going to have windows and stuff.
Don't cower next to the plate glass front window, of course.
Well, I know, but I think...
How about you get in the fireplace? They always seem to survive everything.
Well,
in the fireplace. Of course, the bricks might tumble on your head. There is that.
Yeah, there is that.
You think you could fit in the fireplace?
I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
I'll just stick my head in there. Say the most important part.
This is the worst Christmas ever.
My head and my piano fingers. Dan, hello.
Yeah, hi. I did 20 years in the Navy, and on a ship, where I was doing general quarters battle stations, and sometimes the captain would have us do it four times a day, because we have to lock that ship down within like 4 to 5 minutes. And the captain always said, you train the way you fight, and you fight the way you train. And sure enough, we hit a ship, and that ship was locked down in 4 minutes. You sure you're going to have people freaking out? Once in a while, we had one guy freaking out. He had to get knocked aside. But that's going to happen. And they do have people who act like that during these training exercises who are uncontrollable. And so
you know how to handle it if you come across it. Yeah.
Right.
All right.
I agree with that. Coaches will always tell you, play how you practice. You play how you practice.
Fine.
I gave that lecture last night.
Yeah, I mean, it's
practice.
True.
I give up on this.
You're going to be lazy in the game? Why are you lazy right now?
Yeah. Come on, ladies. This play right here is the play. Make or break the game right here. Now, what are you going to do? Put it in the net.
Yes, Coach Frank.
Stop crying.
Okay.
It is the shakeup.
Oh, I just seen them when they kicked that goal.
Were they crazy?
Oh, yeah. Good stuff.
Quake.
Watch out, Stampede. We're coming after you.
Quake, preparedness day. Back with your calls next for Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, it's the big day of the shake-up. Earthquake preparedness going on right now.
Got emails coming in. The calls are coming in. Bob. He says, earthquake. Thanks, guys. I hope you talk about the big quake all day. It gives me something to think about while I'm working 300 feet up in my tower crane in downtown.
Oh, my God.
Love the show.
Oh, man.
So what's Bob going to do? He's screwed. Bob's dead.
Seriously?
Well,
you don't have a chance.
Tell Bob that.
Sorry, Bob, but you know, if the big one hits right now, you're pretty much a goner.
Maybe not. I mean, buildings can sway,
yeah,
so he might be safe.
Yeah, but that tower thing?
He's in a crane. Cranes just fall off, and there's no earthquake.
Yeah. You said about a 47% chance in the next 30 years. Okay, if it's 28 and a half years from now and it still hasn't hit, I think I would quit that job.
Yeah.
Years have gone by and it hasn't happened.
You're due.
The odds will increase. I wouldn't be up there.
Early retirement.
Here's an email from Monique saying, for the love of God, change the subject. I had to turn you guys off for a while. You're putting me to sleep. Well, Monique, when the big one does hit, I hope you're standing under a chandelier.
That's funny, because I probably stand under more chandeliers than you guys, so I can relate.
I'm sure. Shut up, Mitch.
George in Glendale, hello.
Hey, guys. I love you guys. Wanted to say this. I live in an apartment building, like most people do. On the second floor, it's a 7-unit building. Those 2-ton AC units come crashing down. There's no point if you're hiding under a bed, under the table, or what you do. Those 2-ton AC units are going
to
kill you.
That'd be a cool way to go.
Like Frosty and just run out the door.
Now, the worst place to be, I think, and I got an email that reminded me of this, was that, say you're in the aisle at Home Depot.
Okay.
Earthquake happens, and they got the stuff stacked to the ceiling.
Yeah.
you're screwed.
Oh, yeah.
You're crushed by a crate of loose nails.
I just pray I'm in the sponge aisle.
Yeah.
Is that where you hang out? Home Depot, the sponge aisle?
Right, to clean off my chandeliers.
Dropping that sponge.
Over your face.
I say, ooh.
Hello, Rudy.
Hey.
What's up, Rude?
Hey, how you doing?
Great.
All right, guys. You know what? I was calling because I want to let you guys know I work for a company in DeWardia. It's a Pacific Scientific. And we were involved in that great shakedown. And what they did for us after we did the shakedown, they gave us a backpack with all goodies in there.
Oh.
Lasts you 4 days.
It's shake up, but okay, earthquake kit.
What's in the kit?
Yeah.
Oh, man, they got water, you got a radio, you got flashlights, you got batteries.
Food?
You got food. You got all kinds
blanket.
Of stuff. You know, you guys, seriously, this earthquake is going to hit within the next 30 years.
All this stuff Rudy described, you all should have anyway. I mean, this is the one day. I will say the one good thing coming from today. It reminds you to have your earthquake kit, one in each end of the house if you can. One by your bed, because you may be sleeping in it, and then one somewhere else in the middle of the house. And if you don't have that stuff, good luck trying to find a flashlight and replacement batteries and water. Once the big one hits, there'll be no supply lines for a while.
Yep.
You can't just run down to the store. There may not be a store to run to.
Don't bring any water because the water lines will be busted.
Mm-hmm.
You know how much water I have in my garage?
That goes bad, by the way. Keep in mind. I had one that I forgot I had, and I went found it in the back of a garage, and the water was green.
She discovered a new species.
The water was green. Yes.
And I went 5 gallon thing?
Yeah, I had to call and go, you might want to come get this. I can't use it, and I can't.
Well,
can
that
I
just, sucks. Green. Mine's probably gone bad. It's all covered with dust and stuff.
Yeah,
I got 20 of those.
It's not the water necessarily.
20?
Goes back. Whoa.
A whole wall of my garage
it's the
is lying double.
And you bought that 9/11?
After 9/11, yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't drink that.
Really?
No.
Did you buy it to sell it?
Well, no. Yes.
Yeah,
no.
He thought he was going to be a wealthy guy.
Well, you know,
Studio C.
If I've got, you know, all this water up there and people are paying dearly for it in gold or
but
whatever.
Then you need it too.
Well, I won't use all that.
Well, I'm killing you and taking the water.
Right.
I didn't think about that.
When there's absolute anarchy and chaos.
Yeah.
Who cares?
You got a water stand out there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to make me some money. No, you're not.
A quarter per drink. Bang, bang. Load the truck, honey. Let's go home. Wherever the hell home is.
Yeah, I'm learning about guns and bullets right now. I'll get my water.
No water for old men.
If you're lucky enough to have a swimming pool, isn't that kind of your water supply? I mean, you could drink your pool if you had to.
I can drink my pool.
Yeah.
Salt water, yeah.
No, I have ozone.
What?
What's this now? I thought you had
salt. It's a step above salt water.
Well,
ozone water? What the hell is that?
Interesting.
I don't know how it works.
Maybe they've done nothing to it. It's like a scam.
Right.
I didn't see you putting chemicals in there. Oh, it's ozone
all of a sudden
water.
He's
new technology.
Bacteria all over his body.
Anyway, so I will share. You can each have 1 5-gallon. You two here in the room, not the entire audience, but I'll give Heidi and Frank both 5 gallons of my emergency quake water in case the big one hits. If you can drive my house to pick
it
up.
I'm just sitting drinking wine. What do I care? I don't need water. I think there's water in wine, isn't there?
Hey, Barry, what's going on? Hello,
hey,
Barry. What's up?
Hey, you know, Frosty, occasionally I have respect for you and your opinion. Today you're a little bit of a liar to make yourself look better.
What?
Well, you said you have an earthquake kit in your nightstand.
Yes.
Which includes chocolate bars.
Yes.
Do you think the Los Angeles audience should believe that you have candy bars anywhere near your vicinity that you haven't been tempted to eat?
He's got you.
But they're not my favorite brand. They're the ones I don't care for. The ones with, you know, coconut.
I bet your people don't even make it into the parking lot from the way home.
I've got beef jerky in there, to be honest with you. I think I ate the Snickers bars.
Uh-huh.
But there's like pemmican and beef jerky and stuff, you know. Beans.
I'm marking on my calendar another time you've lied to look better on the radio.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah.
It's a technicality. There used to be candy bars.
Yeah, we got a TV in here. We have it on Fox 11 News, and they're showing like all the kids from high school that are participating in Mission Hills. And they get like makeup bruises on their face, makeup cuts, and like the kids are just sitting there in the parking lot, you know, okay, we got a day off school.
Yeah, what a fun field trip.
But then there's a couple of kids who must be in the drama department. They're over there crying and holding each other.
Good, they're getting into it.
I'm like, come on.
See that, if everyone did what the overdramatic kids are doing, it'd be more realistic, and then you'd be, see, here's the thing, you're watching TV,
I start laughing. Look, he's hysterical.
But look, in this controlled emergency drill, there are no live power lines zapping the ground for electricity. There are no craters and cracks in the earth. The road is fine. They can drive right there and drive
and
right off.
They're all just sitting there calm and like, this is so boring and stupid.
That's my point.
Boy, they gave when that the one girl hits, a pretty, it's big, not pretty big shiner.
Man, that might be real. We better, you know, investigate her parents.
See everyone sitting in these neat little rows. No one's running around squirting blood everywhere. The real one's not going to be this sanitized, but it doesn't help to prepare for it, I guess. And that's what we're doing today on the shake-up. Our number is 888-520-9710. We're Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
This is 97.1 FM Talk.